was lost, the treaty signed. I was not caught, I crossed the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised. I had to leave my life behind. I dug some graves you'll never find.
All right, welcome to More Like Radio Presents, More Like TV Presents, True Detective review. This week, since we were not on last week, we'll be reviewing two episodes. And they are, John, what are the titles again?
Other Lives and Down They'll Come.
Down They'll Come was 2 weeks ago. Other Lives was this week. So we're going to be reviewing two episodes. So we're going to try to go through it pretty fast since it is two.
God damn, I love this guy's voice.
You know, I got to tell you, at first, when I listened to the, I didn't like this intro at first.
I still hate it.
But now, I fucking, no, it's grown, no, he's grown on me. It's really good.
Yeah, I don't like it still.
I read something that each episode, they change up, well, not change up, because it's the same song, but they switch the lyrics. Like, they'll use different verses for each episode to kind of foreshadow what the episode's going to be.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to that.
I usually skip forward through that.
Yeah.
And also, may I say that, you know, I know at the beginning of this review I started saying that Rachel McAdams' Apple didn't, you know, do it for me that much. She's starting to do it for me. She's growing on me, too.
She's sexy. Fuck. I don't know what your problem is.
God, no, I'm agreeing with you now. Something's happened to me that I'm... maybe it was the scene, since we're doing two episodes, maybe it was the scene in this last episode of the sex at the sex...
That was both sexy and hilarious.
The sex ed thing when she sat down there, I just like big cocks. You know, that was just...
Not just the length, the girth. It was so hilarious.
I couldn't tell if she was being sarcastic or she was being serious.
No, she was fucking
obviously
around.
Well, she could have been both.
Yeah, she was fucking around.
It could have been both. It's kind of the way that one pans out, because in the earlier episodes, you see her... perusing through porn and shit like that. So.
Okay,
we still don't know what she's into.
Okay, let's start with this. This is always, we're doing two episodes. It's gonna be really tough. So let's start with the Other Lives was this week. The week before was what? I'm sorry. What was it called?
The episode from 2 weeks ago was called Down They'll Come.
Okay, Down They'll Come. All right, so
Down Will Come.
Okay, we all agreed, and we all said it to each other independently for each other. That episode was terrible, right?
Yeah. I mean, the only cool again, thing
was terrible about
it.
I didn't hate it.
It's all right. Well, here's what I was saying about it. It's midpoint. There's only eight episodes. It's halfway in the season. I don't know what to be focusing on. Which character is doing what? It's confusing. And then the ending wasn't obvious, because if people don't know, the writer of the show who wrote the first season had a falling out with the director from the first season.
Right.
Was no longer there, of course. And in episode 4 of last season was when that director got awards for Steadicam, no cut shot of McConaughey went to the biker bar undercover, and there was that shootout. And it seems so obvious. This writer went, oh yeah, fuck you, I'm gonna outdo you, and he tried to. And like I was telling Royce on my show Thursday,
it felt like an episode of GTA. It's like you're playing a GTA game. Like that's
right.
What it felt like.
Or like an extended scene from Heat. It was just right.
So you guys
much.
Didn't think that shootout was good?
I liked it. Thought it was too overly done and forced to be like shocking, and here's the other thing. Let's say it was good, Dutch. The rest of the episode, fucking boring.
Well, there was a whole thing with a pretty face guy, because at first, remember, like, the episode before that,
Paul,
that he had that run in with a guy he used to be army with, and you thought it would, like, they did something fucked up in Iraq. They just fucked each other.
Told you, by the way, yeah. Also, I have a lot of toadiesos.
Wait, you guys didn't see that come before that episode? That
I did not see that one coming.
Nick. I did. I said
when
he
they
was
were
gay.
Walking
I saw it when they were
the
at
park.
That motorcycle rally.
Yeah. And also.
Wait, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, when they were walking through like a fucking carnival, but when his buddy was like, and I missed the time we had, and he pushed him away, like that was three episodes ago. You knew right there. You had to.
And then
I didn't. I thought like maybe there was just something like fucked up that they did. I don't remember him saying
it.
I must have missed
their penis with their other penis.
Right. But then I instantly remembered, oh, right, he has to take Viagra to fuck his girlfriend to get hard.
So do I, but it doesn't mean I'm gay.
That's because you drink.
No.
Okay. It's because
Kelsey has a weird cat sound that she makes when she's horny.
Because you have to get a bigger dick to fit it through them giant titties.
I feel like I asked too much.
And back to True Detective.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm totally off track now.
Okay, so apparently he's gay, so he's fighting or...
He's fighting his urges.
Here's the thing. You saw that, and we're going to be jumping around all show here with both episodes.
Especially because two episodes.
Right. And that same episode, Paul finds out that he knocked up the hot chick from Breaking Bad.
Right, and at the same time, his mom, there's a weird relationship there. So I don't know if he's gay so much as he's just completely sexually fucked up because his mom is probably fucking him. That's my theory.
He's definitely gay. I mean,
he's gay.
He's at least bi, if not gay.
Right.
And it looked like his mom, it's pretty clear. His mom knows he's gay.
That's why she says
the boys you brought home, she knows.
Right.
Yeah, the weird things that you're into, that's how she addressed it.
Right, right.
But then she also stole fucking $20,000 of his, so.
Oh, Jesus.
She deserved it because, he just left it there.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with that. I agree with you, Joe. He did just fucking leave it there. Why don't you take it to your apartment?
Why are you doing it there?
But that was something I looked at.
I started out kidding, but now that I'm thinking about it, didn't he also leave it there for 4 years?
Not only that.
4 years.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Paul goes and he's fucking gets married to this chick now, or is going to get married. And the most hateable character in the show,
I know what you're about to say.
Is her mom. That fucking chick's mom that he's going to marry. When they were having dinner in this last episode.
Because
she's Hispanic. Not only Hispanic, she's fucking Cuban. I know.
Stay on the couch.
Exactly. Those type of moms. And what she was doing was immediately infiltrating her. It's not even asking. I think my mom should stay. Oh, you'll need me here. Oh, God. I would, even if I wasn't gay, run away and suck the cock.
Even after he politely hinted, not much room. I could sleep on the couch.
His life is going to be hell. You're better off getting hammered. Dude, that's a Hispanic thing.
Okay, I was going to say Jewish mothers are like that a lot. My mother's like that, and she's Dutch.
The mother has to be there when the daughter's pregnant?
Well, my mom used to be
like, she was demanding that they speed up the wedding process.
Right, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more of a religious thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might as well get it over with, he was saying, and all that bullshit. I hated her. She's the most hateable character in a show. But speaking of hateable characters, going back to this, how far are we back? Do you want to go back to the shootout? Because I guess what we could do is follow each character.
Yeah, we got to talk about the shootout.
Through each episode. So going back to Down Will Come, I believe is what it was called, right? Down Will Come.
Why are you so obsessed with the episode name? Who cares?
I'm trying to keep them separate. So
is it four or five? Because I'm honestly confused.
It's episode four.
Okay, let's just go with that. Okay. Four and then five.
Episode four, the shootout episode.
Episode four, A New Hope.
Right.
Episode five, Empire Strikes Back.
This episode, he still has a mustache in a four. So, the shootout. Now, how do we want to start? What started it?
Well, apparently, I guess they were saying that they had a good lead that this guy who was a pimp was the one who
left a fingerprint on a watch that was in a pawn shop.
Right. Was the guy who probably more than likely was the one who killed Casper. Now, we all know
he didn't, though. Being
fans of the show, that's obviously not where they're going to take it. He was more a pawn in the entire scheme. But the thing I'm confused about, and I'm hoping they'll explain, why did he have him and four of his friends get into a shootout with the cops immediately?
What do you mean, W. Earl Brown? That's his real name. I forget. What's his character name, Royce?
I'm trying to pull it up.
He's the one that got shot in the head.
Yeah.
During the shootout.
Well, my point is that they went into a raid, and then all of a sudden, dude's sitting up on top of a roof with an AK just unloading.
Well, it seems implied that it was a setup. You saw the asshole
Clearly.
Mayor do the whole "be careful out there" as they were leaving. He knew that
My point is, what was the incentive for the fucking the Mexicans to shoot out to the death? What was their incentive?
In my opinion, because the writer wanted a good shootout scene.
But, my opinion was I think they thought that they were probably they probably had warrants or something. So, you know, they could say, oh, no, it's the cops. They're going to take us in.
No, though they were fucking crazy. Like, it seemed like, especially the last dude was insane.
It made no sense.
It was just, like, aggressive to be for no reason, you know, like.
Right.
It seemed like a lot of people died in for no reason. There was, but my point, what bothered me about that episode, just going back to, visually, the shootout wasn't bad. I mean, taking the plot, I'll be honest.
Oh, no, it was shot pretty well.
Yeah, taking the plot, just visually, I agree. The shootout was looked cool. I like all the one shots were fucking great, you know, all that stuff. But the problem is that there was no point. It didn't make sense in the story.
That's the point.
Wasn't
is
neat.
That like it there didn't was like make
a
pro,
there was like a picket rally, so it had something to do with that. And then there was a building above where they're shooting out that might have been a meth lab or something because there was an explosion on the top floor below where the guy was firing automatic weapons.
Right. Here's my
supposed to be a meth lab explosion, right?
Right. Here's my thing. If they don't wrap it up and give a good reason why those guys were as aggressive as they were, then yes, Joe and Royce, you guys are right in that the writer just wanted to have a shootout and have no reason behind it.
Dude, if they didn't explain it on episode 5, which they didn't, they're not going to.
I have a feeling that they should, because if they don't, then that's poor writing. Like, if they don't go, okay, they hired these guys and this was their incentive. If they don't give a reason behind them being that aggressive, then yeah, it's poor writing. I have a feeling, on the other hand, that they probably will, just from first season and how they were able to tie everything up, you know, in the eight episodes. Especially when you're watching it and you're going, oh, okay, why the fuck did that just happen? And then they wrap it up later. I don't think it's going to be lost. I think the writers of the show are a little smarter than that, so they have to give a reason for that. Because, yeah, as it stands right now, we have no idea why that happened. So it does look like shitty writing and looks like the director and writer just wanted to have some kind of craziness happen in episode 4.
But again, man, there's been an episode since then, and they didn't explain it. So I don't see them taking time to explain it. I think they just wanted heavy action to spice it up. And the other thing was the, hey, fuck you to the other director.
Yeah, I think you're thinking way too deep into it. I think we should just let the story. Yeah,
also,
I really do.
Didn't the new episode take place a couple months after the shootout, too?
Yes. So it was like 60 days later is essentially.
Right, when they all got downgraded or whatever you want to call it.
Well, what's his face quit? Ray quit, and they started being muscle for Frank.
Right.
Well, he started being like a security guard at like an apartment complex.
That's why I said the word mustache. Muscle. Yes.
Yeah. So. Collecting from them, and then you also you find out more about the divorce proceedings. You actually see them sitting down at the conference table.
Mm. So that was tough. That was brutal.
Very brutal. I don't know why I felt so bad. It's just like when the whole thing, like when you really have to piss a girl off. For her to go, my kid is a result of a rape victim, not you. I want you nowhere near this kid's life.
The kid's gonna hear and know that and fuck him up. Like,
how much does that girl hate him?
that was really fucked up.
You know, do you think they're gonna flashback to it?
I hope so, because that would be hot.
It makes sense as to why she's a fucking cunt.
Well, the other thing is, like I said, regarding the rape, I told you guys, hope you remember, from episode 2, I told you Frank set him up. He killed the wrong guy. The guy he killed is not the one.
Well, that's obvious. Yeah. But, that's how especially this, now. Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's
I was saying. I know.
Ended,
but
it was like,
exactly,
we need to talk.
But I was saying that for a while because it just seemed like I didn't seem like Frank was ever being genuine. The only time maybe Frank was being genuine, I think, was I did like the scene in this last episode between him and his wife. Where they're arguing at the clinic, she tells him, I can't have a kid. You know, she finally tells him, I just can't get pregnant.
Right. Because she's had 3 abortions, not just one that he knew about.
Right.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
You know, then he.
Good girl.
Yeah. Really. And you saw her nips this last episode, too.
Mm-hmm. I am strangely attracted to that.
They were fucking.
Ginger.
She's sexy. She was in Flight. I don't know if you guys saw Flight.
No, I haven't seen Flight.
What are the movies?
She was the heroin addict in Flight.
Yeah.
That met up with Denzel and started fucking him. Remember?
Oh, some BBC. Yes.
Changed her life around.
That was her. Yeah. That was her.
But. I think of other. Okay, so. I mean, let's try to go back to shoot. I know this is a lot to jump around to. But, okay, so the episode, what else happened in episode 4 in the shootout?
Well, we had the young detective found out that he was fucked up sexually.
Yes.
Either he was gay or his mom was fucking him. He's just had a lot of weird shit.
No, he is gay. He is gay.
Okay, whatever.
They went and they talked to Rick Springfield again.
Yeah, that was in this last episode, though.
I'm talking about episode four.
Yeah, I want to get to that, too.
All right, but. So, yeah, the other thing in season four, she went to talk to her dad and found out that he has
Rachel
a connection.
Rachel McAdams Apple.
Right. Found out that her dad has ties to the mayor's father, so he had dealings with them.
Right. That was a whole storyline thing I didn't really quite catch.
I think that kind of led up to the whole obvious what's going to happen, the talk of the higher upper echelon escort meeting. Yeah. You know, that was kind of brought up. I'm trying to think of what else was in episode four. The problem is, in my opinion, five
was so much better than four.
No, it definitely was. Yeah.
Because I don't know. I like that shootout scene.
But once again, Dutch,
aside from the shootout scene, what was there?
Visually appealing. I get it. It was visually appealing. I'm not saying it wasn't, but.
I'm telling you, they're going to wrap it up.
Maybe.
They'll make sense of it. Because if they don't, then it's going to be like, all right, what the fuck?
Well, in this,
are you guys lost? What's going on now?
Yeah, I mean, and then there was, I guess, do you want to just go into this new episode? Because maybe we'll go back to the other one if we think of something. But
yeah, whatever.
At this point, this is the one I'm actually having my mind more fresh. And also, not only because of that, but since it answered so many more questions, I feel like there's so much more to talk about. For example, going to that, you're going to with Johnson when they went to go visit Ray went to go visit Rick Springfield at the fucking psychiatrist, and he beat the living shit out of him with the blackjack and stuff.
That was awesome.
That was a great scene.
Because like the guy tried to like be one of those aloof, like,
yep,
you're doing this because of that, and I'm going to do that. And he was just like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
He tried to reverse psychology,
a guy who's dangerous, and it was such a old school versus new school thing. I loved it. It was kind of like watching an old school dude beat the shit out of a hipster. Something about that I really liked.
When he first hit him, Rick Springfield looked, just the look on his face was like, I can't believe you actually hit me.
Oh my God, you punched me.
Yeah.
Royce, that's a good point. Yeah, it just reminded me. The other thing I noticed, which like really made the scene realistic, you never really see this, while he's talking down to him, while he's on the floor bleeding, as he's answering his questions, Springfield, he's putting his hands up.
Yeah.
That's realistic. Please don't, that was a great.
Here we go. This sums it up here.
You just punched me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm going to punch you again.
and he's fucking beating the shit out of him, asking him, you know, what were you doing running these? It was the cosmetic surgery scheme that he was doing.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That he does for the Russian girls to make them hotter for the sex parties. Yeah.
And it was funny because even the other thing that I thought was realistic, Joe, in the middle of him talking, he was pulling a tooth out of his mouth, you know, when he was...
Oh, he was spitting his teeth out as that he was getting his hands out.
That was hilarious.
Oh, that's just it. Yeah, because he didn't necessarily punch him. He hit him with like one of those miniature clubs.
Yeah,
that's
blackjack.
Blackjack, there you go.
Yeah, I got one.
And you could see, like, I even love before he hit him when he hit the desk and how the desk cracked, so you could see how hard that would fucking hurt.
Oh, dude, it's literally a piece of lead wrapped in leather with a strap that you put your hand through.
Yep.
And I have one. Literally.
I've been punched in the face many times and I've never been hit with that, and I feel like that would hurt a lot. Because getting punched in the face is very uncomfortable.
Dude, that could fucking kill you. A shot
I feel like
head?
Brass I feel like brass knuckles would hurt a lot more than a blackjack.
No way. Blackjack has to be worse.
Because
a blackjack to the skull can fucking kill you. Simple as that.
Well, wouldn't brass knuckles do that too?
Yeah,
four or five shots in the right spot.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, and there's an extension of, like, whenever you have like an object in your hand, there's an extension of your arm, so you have more force behind it. Whereas the brass knuckles, you can only get as much force as your fist can create, plus the hardness of the knuckles. So,
right, the momentum. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, what are you doing? I'm looking at his video, and he's just like he's ducking.
All right, I'm done.
It's like you're blowing a guy or something.
I was looking for my blackjack to show.
Oh, okay. Well, no, go get it, please. We're talking about it.
All right. No, but I don't want to be.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Show and tell.
You're not that important.
Yeah. So when he beat the shit out of. He pissed the shit out of Rick Springfield, and then he finally gave it up. Then, there was this. Then this going back to Ray, the scene where his wife was talking to him and telling him, you know, oh no, that's not even how he found out. He found out when the black district attorney came to him and said, "I could help you get your kid if you come back on the case." When she was trying to round up, you know, the fucking Three Musketeers.
Yeah,
That's the only way they can get him to rejoin the quote police force to get him back on the team.
And he
for
said
the
he
case.
But then she found out. She said, "I know you were a good guy when those rumors weren't true. When that guy was caught." The thing that took me by surprise was, don't you think he would be the first person to have known that? That the correct rapist was caught?
Oh,
right?
You mean that they found the actual guy?
The real rapist?
Yeah, they actually found the real guy.
And she was like, oh, I thought your wife would have told you. Well, don't you think oh, here's the thing, though. He's been off the force for the last 2 months.
Still, man, you don't think he would have a buddy call him and tell him, hey, man, did you hear that blah, blah? Like, you know, he still has the connections, obviously. I didn't think about that. That's the only part that I was like, what?
You know, again, yeah, that's lazy writing, you're right. An excuse and a reason to pull him back into the, you know,
right,
force or whatever to solve this. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was a little odd. But when everyone had a reason why to bring him back on, because Rachel McAdams' Apple was stuck in that cage down there. What was she, like in fraud investigation or something?
No, she was in inventory.
She does weapons.
She was like working the desk at like an evidence room or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, evidence inventory.
It's and like you check in like how many boxes of ammo you need or how many, you know, like
AKs. No. It was, yeah, but not that.
She looked hot even in her police outfit. Jesus Christ.
Here's the one thing about Rachel McAdams' Apple. Mm-hmm. She has like a mole slash wart near on the right side of her face near her sideburns, which I think she needs to get looked at because I am concerned for her well-being. I'm not going to say cancer. I'm just saying.
It's not good.
Well, she also has a mole just below her her lower lip.
Yeah, that one's been there forever, but it's the other one, that big old one. It's just like, yeesh.
All right, now she has her hair back so I can see what you're talking about.
Exactly.
She's so hot. I can't believe you two.
Here's
the greatest part about the show is she's very attractive, but they intentionally kind of uglied her up so you aren't going
right.
to be
think so? They, yeah. Oh yeah.
With look, that ridiculous yes. hairdo and no yes. makeup. They did it on purpose.
You know, hair. I'm so ridiculous.
No, you know what? No, Dutch. I was thinking the same thing. It's funny you said that. This episode I was looking at her hair and I was like, "You know what her hair looks like? It looks like when a blonde girl a brunette gets her hair dyed blonde and then she just lets it grow out."
And so, she's just saying fuck it
right,
out there.
Right. It, tell
yeah,
me.
She doesn't re-dye the roots.
And I thought, right. I honestly thought that's cool. They were doing it on purpose. Megan, like, right now, in
it
this
was
part
on
of life,
purpose
she's
because
a fucking
she's a
mess,
thing.
You know? They she's still hot, don't get me wrong.
Who was slightly attractive, but the thing is, I'm sure she probably murdered it in the auditions. And they're like, well, we have to cast her for this part.
Right.
And then they were like, okay, well, just the character in and of itself can't be like this, you know, super gorgeous girl. We got to ugly her up a little bit.
Right, right.
So do you think makeup put that mole on her face?
No, that mole's always been there.
Oh, that's
sick. I've thought that since Mean Girls.
Yeah, this is genuine.
Either way, the mole's sexy.
I'm very concerned.
Well, that's a crossbow. That's not a blackjack.
I'm looking through my weapons. I can't find it yet.
Jesus, Joe.
He has a crossbow.
Well, no, I just...
He's like a real-life RPG character.
I know. He has every kind of weapon except for an actual firearm.
Who's saying that?
He's not saying he's not. He's just saying maybe not.
Do you want me to show off around right here?
No, please don't.
Wait,
no, don't
you live in the New York proper
in New York, you don't need in New York State, not the city. In New York State, you don't need a license to have a shotgun or a rifle, any kind of rifle.
But okay.
Well, I shouldn't say any kind of rifle. I can't have a semi, fully automatic. But I'm sorry. Let's get back to True Detective.
I was going to say, let's get back to that and sorry not you and your weird weapon collection.
Well, I guess we could talk about, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but what happened with Paul in this episode and his mom.
Pauly Shore?
And his mom taking his money and.
Right.
Yeah, he had money saved up from his GI Bill and.
4 years.
And it looks like the mom is resenting the marriage, and she's still taking shots because she knows he's gay.
Who tucks away that much amount of money and then just doesn't check on it for 4 years? No matter who you leave it with, you don't like periodically just go look at it just to go, oh, there it is. Like that's
and
just
then,
yeah, or buy and, a storage and, locker.
And then in that fight that they had, she was saying how she used to be a dancer and she was like going places, and then she got knocked up, and then he destroyed her body.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was pretty much saying, I regret having you as a kid. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she said you could have been a scrape job, I believe was her exact quote.
Yep.
Is that what she said?
Yep, you could have been a scrape job.
Now I vaguely remember that. A scrape job. Oh, that's always fun to hear.
I don't
that.
Know. And she was like, but she was pissing me off because she was talking like she was just so entitled, like she deserved the money, you know?
Yeah, and it kind of like that whole scene kind of just like let you in on, and this is the reason why, like, I think Joe and I are at odds. I don't know if he's gay. I think he's just really fucked up.
I think he might be. Doesn't he could be really fucked up and gay?
He could be bi.
But here's why I think
it's clear that the guy he was deployed with in Afghanistan, they fucked.
No, but and here's why.
And they fucked that night. But dude, he hit
so how can he say
so much?
Wait, here's my evidence, guys. I have evidence. Here's why.
I'm not saying that his act wasn't gay.
He's not even bisexual. He's not even bisexual. He's gay. Here's why. He had to use Viagra with the other chick that he fucked, and he didn't look like he was enjoying the blowjob at all with his buddy. With his buddy, he just gets hammered and fucked him, you know?
Yeah, he gets hard on with alcohol, but, you know.
Yeah. Can I state my case real quick? Can I state my case real quick? I think, yes, sure, whatever. He could be gay. He could be just doing gay acts. It doesn't matter. My point is that from what they've seen with the different interactions with his mother and the fact that he's been to Fallujah and everything like that, that guy has had a lot of fucked up things. So maybe he doesn't even know what it is that he is, or he's just doing things that he hasn't done before. Because, dude, when you get, because you guys can tell me if I'm wrong. I think he got molested by his mom, like a lot of times.
Maybe growing up. Maybe. I mean, that's possible. I don't.
So
know.
He might be looking at women differently.
I'll be honest. I did get the incest vibe, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
like it wasn't made clear, but the vibe is kind of there. I'll agree with you on that.
I just feel like it would have been brought up by now.
It did twice.
No,
Royce means like made clear.
Made clear, like
it's implied.
I mean, I guess I get the vibe that you guys are saying. Maybe you're right, but
I think the whole overall message that they're trying to get with that character is this guy's fucked. Like he's fucked up in a lot of different ways, and I'm sure it's going to play into the ending of this show.
What were you going to say, John?
I was going to say something, but then I wanted to bring, since we're talking about Polly. Polly had a sit down with that actress, and apparently she was still talking shit,
like
he didn't do anything.
I was just gonna say that drives home the other thing. You got to believe he didn't do anything with her.
I don't think he did.
It wouldn't have done anything for him.
Of course not,
because he likes guys.
And then she's just sitting there, you know. And then the other lawyer being like, "Well, how are we sure those we don't know who those bullets were that killed civilians?" You know, like.
That lawyer was so hateable.
And then the judge you know, just sits there and says nothing.
Well, that's what they get paid to do.
Yeah,
but do you think they based that female character on Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton? Had to be 100%.
Both.
It's probably just like generic C-list Hollywood actress.
Yeah, the celebutant type. Yeah,
I hate that
100%.
Celebutant.
God, she was terrible.
Yeah.
Anything else with Paul? I'm trying to think.
He has a lot of scars on his head. I don't know if that's like if they did it on purpose with makeup or if that's just his head. Because otherwise, you know.
Well, then he has the shrapnel damage on his torso.
No. I'm just talking about his hair. I don't know why, but you remember that scene like after the whole gay experience where he had with the
he has a taser too. Apparently.
I know he does. That whole gay experience thing that he had, and remember how he's like taking the cab back to the hotel and he, like just stopped the cab and got out and just starts screaming fuck.
Yeah.
Well, because I think because his car or his motorcycle, he left it there and it was gone. It got impounded or towed or something.
Right. But then my point is, you know, it was from that. It was from the gay experience. It was from everything. He was just screaming fuck out of frustration. Whatever
and then
reason. You saw the amount of scars on his head. That's the only thing I was trying to bring up.
Yeah. Okay.
Lifted his shirt to his mother about his torso being burnt, saying, you know, that's how he earned that money that she stole.
And then in the dinner scene, you also remember hearing the terrible mom say, oh, at least they got you off that motorcycle now, so he's not even on a bike anymore.
And that's all he wants to do is
so he's basically been totally neutered already.
Which is why he pulled that Hunter Thompson driving at 90 miles an hour and turning the lamp off, the headlight off. Yeah.
And then
there was paparazzi when he got out of the cab. They were chasing
him. To go to the hotel,
Yeah, about the whole thing. Because, I mean, assume that like, you know, like we were talking about with that whole star, like if Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton wasn't involved in that, whatever cop, if that story was for like real life with those kind of girls, that cop would probably be getting hounded by TMZ. So they kept it real in that aspect.
And then I guess we could talk about Frank.
Oh, Frank was better.
Oh yeah, that's what Frank moved in the beginning of the episode. You see that?
It's like an apartment or something
downsize. Yeah.
Yep. And she even said, his wife was this backsliding, you know, telling him how bad it is and all that shit, complaining to him. And then
she was saying like, this is where they started.
Yeah, it was
in the club, and yeah.
And then now Frank has an in with the developer if he gets some sort of a hard drive that has some sex videos on it.
Yeah, apparently. Who was the guy he was talking to? Was it a developer, or I thought it was like a politician?
It was one of the people on the board.
I think it was one of the guys involved in the Casper deal.
Yeah.
Was it a politician, though? I thought it was someone who was involved in politics. Was just like, look, there are videotapes out there with me participating in one of Casper's sex parties, and if you can get that and get rid of it, we'll do this and that for you. So
also, Frank doesn't like the word gangster. She was using that when they were arguing, and he called her right. gangster, and he got pissed.
Well, of course he did, because I guess he probably had his hands dirty early on, and then they, you know, in the last couple episodes, when Frank's basically getting back into that lifestyle, everybody's just kind of like,
yeah, there was
really?
that whole scene where he says that he had to get his hands dirty when he used to like plant things or whatever the shit he used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that she would never be able to survive out in the country and all that bullshit.
Right.
But yeah, so they can't have kids. And then after he fucked her, now he's talking about adoption with her.
Yeah, because before, in the beginning of the episode, they were talking about it, and she's like, I don't want to have somebody else's problems.
Here's the thing, though. Like, okay, so apparently Frank doesn't trust one of his inside guys. Remember the guy he said, like, you're going to be the pit boss tonight?
Yes.
And so then he had Ray tail him.
Keep a detail on him, yeah.
Right. And then apparently now I missed everything that happened there. I watched it, but I didn't catch on what was going on. Can someone please explain to me? So when Ray was following that guy, he went to whose house and why were those four girls there? Or what was going on there?
That was with Rick Springfield. And then because he was shopping around the Russian prostitutes. And then when he followed Rick Springfield back, you saw
No, it wasn't Rick Springfield. No. He was following one of Frank's inside guys. The guys.
Yeah, the tall blonde guy that worked at the casino.
The younger guy. He's.
He was with those four girls?
Hold on. Shut up, John. Go ahead, John.
Okay.
Or Joe. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, Dutch, but I honestly don't remember him. I don't remember them showing a scene where he actually tails the first season.
No, I don't remember that.
He was sitting on the hill with his binoculars. And he was looking down in front of a house, and there's three girls with suitcases. You don't remember this at all?
I'm rewinding the episode.
I'm trying to think. This was towards the end?
Middle end, yeah.
All right.
Because he tailed that guy. Because like I said, I wanted to ask you guys, but apparently nobody here knows. So.
No, I mean, I pay attention. I thought to the episode. I just don't remember that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
It seemed
either,
like that was a pivotal part of the storyline, and I only watched it once. Normally, I watch
I just rewound it. It's you're right. It is the blonde guy. The blonde guy is with Rick Springfield. Rick Springfield is shopping around the three girls.
Okay, so it's at his house.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So then, and then I'm fast forwarding, and because then he follows. They're like a white caddy, and then it comes to a warehouse, and it's Yusep, the Russian cocksucker, and it's the looks like it's the son with the short hair, and he's got
the son of the mayor,
and he's got the same three girls with the Russian dude.
Right. Okay. Now it's starting to come together in the fact that like they did mention that the son of the mayor was the one who started like running a prostitution ring.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Why is the camera on the back of stupid Joe's head and his desk?
It's all your fault. I became, and I'm done right now, I promise. I became incensed with finding my blackjack, but I've given up, and I will find it tomorrow.
I was going to say, could you pay attention to the show, maybe?
I'm listening. I have my earbud in. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, who cares about your blackjack? That conversation is
not past. I'm not your bud, friend.
I do. The other thing to point out is we were talking about Ray and the whole rape thing, and not only did now his wife thinks that Ray lied to her about killing somebody.
Yes.
When she was like, why did you put me through it? And he didn't answer, confirm or deny it. And I know why he did it, because if he doesn't, that's going to help get his kid back.
Right. If he says, no, I killed a guy who I thought was the guy who raped you, then be like, he killed a guy. You know what I mean?
He almost tried to, though. Remember, he said he set me up, and she goes, I don't know what that means. Like, he
Frank
almost tried to tell her, I didn't lie. I did kill who I thought. Yeah.
No. But just that whole situation, I don't know why, but it's one of those kind of things. It's like, dude.
Not to sound douchey, but I think, like you're right, I saw from the first episode when he handed me the picture. That, how do you know that's the guy? Like, really?
It,
you know.
Right, but I said it. I was like, he's fucking with him. The problem is that I don't. You don't even blame him because at that point you could also argue he was so fucking angry.
Oh, you're just seeing red, and
that
he
wanted
absolutely.
He wanted to believe it really.
And
badly.
You know that this guy is tied into the underground, and he kind of alluded that this guy used to be one of our guys. He's not anymore, or at least he hasn't been for the last couple of years. But we know he's the guy.
Right. Right.
So why wouldn't you? Yeah, like you said, seeing red.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, Royce, like, imagine if, like, Marie got raped and then you just found out from some shady dude,
Christ, Dutch.
This is the guy, and then you're going to go, you would kill the guy.
Maybe.
No question.
What if it was a girl, though? Because that's different. That's a whole different set of circumstances.
Well, then you'd have to sit
down
with
Marie.
That's not
rape. Like, that's love.
Right.
You're right. You're right. What if it's Rachel McAdams' apple?
And then Rachel McAdams' apple goes to that CD bar with that girl playing the acoustic guitar with
Ray. Yeah, he does. That's right.
At that place, which you usually thought was Ray and Frank's spot, but apparently that's Ray's spot with everybody.
Now, the scar on Ray's lip, is that Colin Farrell? He just has a scar there? Or
I was going to say, does he have, what the fuck is that
a
called?
A Joaquin Phoenix
cleft
type
palette? Cleft palate. Is that what that is?
No, that doesn't look like a cleft palate. Cleft palate's different. That looks like he got his lip busted open at some, like in a fight or something.
Right. I don't know, man. It kind of looks like something you're born with, like one of those.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, but it was
no, it's
red.
Too far
like,
away.
Would you say, all right, put it this way. Cheech Marin, would you say what he has is a cleft palate?
Yes.
All right, then. Never mind.
Joaquin Phoenix, yes.
Yeah, because it's usually around by where the nose conjoins with the lip.
In the middle, yeah. All right. Well, all right, look, I just want to get you guys' opinion. What do you think of the reoccurring sad girl folk singer?
I was thinking about that this episode, and be honest with you, I like the music. I dig her music. It's not bad.
Definitely liked her at first. I'm just wondering if they're overdoing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this bar only has one singer. Like, they don't have another singer ever that comes in.
In all fairness, they did have that dude doing the Conway Twitty song in this bar.
Yeah, but that was in a fucking, that was in a
dream sequence.
Oh, that's a dream sequence. My bad.
Right, it's a different bar.
What if she is the one who killed Casper? Like, one of those things, like, they always have. They always
be amazing.
Here's the thing. Watch John be right. What?
Yeah, you never
that'd
know.
Because
last season it was a fucking lawnmower dude, and you never saw that coming. It's like, really,
watch
this
John
guy?
You're right. We're sitting there going, why the fuck is it the same girl? Like, does she have a 7 day a night gig at the same place every
right?
night?
Know.
Like,
what's her
or
name?
Or they
again?
Only meet on Thursdays when, you know, Lana Laura plays.
What's her name?
I think it's like Rachel Ray Lightbeer or something.
And I think the last episode was the first time that at that bar, it wasn't Ray and Frank cross table. It was
Ray
and her.
Rachel McAdams.
Right.
What's her actual character's name?
Dude, this is the problem.
Avi or Ari or Aaliyah?
I think they
no one ever says her name.
I think they introduced too many characters in the season.
Yes.
To keep up with. I think there's just too many. I think they should have stuck with two characters like the first season. I know it's only one more.
Yeah,
but
for eight
three.
Episodes, it is a lot to take.
Lyra Lynn. God damn it. This is when I miss having fucking Ramcat on the show because he's so good with all these names and stuff.
Oh my God.
He's so quick with these.
That's the thing. Is like every time we screw up, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, Mark is going to fucking slaughter us next week.
Yeah, he's probably going to be screaming at the podcast.
Oh, by the way, I have to admit it now. I mean, this was...
Oh, yeah.
I so lost that bet.
I know you did, and you have to drink a fixin'.
Holy shit, I do.
Does he have to drink two?
Wait. What was the bet? I think I know what it is.
The bet was, okay, it was after the episode where Ray got shot. Boo got shot. And I thought that...
Don't tell me you thought he was dead, you fool.
Well, dude, I thought that they were going to try and do something edgy and, like, kill off a main character that early on
Jesus
to make
Christ.
It go,
wasn't
what
he
the
in
fuck?
The coming attractions for the next show?
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't
in it.
They didn't show any of him.
They were really good with that. I will give
they were really good.
They were
I
very
got fooled by it
100%. All right.
Mark and Royce were like, no, dude, he has to come back. And I'm like, no, I think the writers of the show are that type to be like, look, everybody gets shocked when, like, you know, they just killed Jon Snow in Game of Thrones. You know, we have to up them. Let's kill off what everybody thinks is the main character, a marquee name in the second episode. And God damn it, I was wrong. Or third episode.
Right.
You sure were.
Yeah.
Now, what and do you so we do? Bet. Drink that gross soda?
Yep.
Yeah, we bet a Lester's Fixin'.
Ooh, they're so good.
I am.
Sorry.
So, yeah, then we go back to Rachel McAdams' apple. We saw her in the sex ed class.
Stop saying Adam's apple. It makes her sound not hot, and she's sexy.
Well, I don't call that because she's so fucking fit now. She looks like she has an Adam's apple.
Well, it's word association. Is that a gun? We always do that when people have stupid names.
So, so Rachel McAdams' apple was at the sex ed thing, and I love how the other guys are like, no, please let her share when she's telling her big cock story. That was very funny. She was in the basement thing. Her partner came and said that he vouched for her.
Apparently, right. they had a fling or something, and then she needed phone listings or a list of calls from a phone number, and he kind of wouldn't do it, but then he said like finally
he reluctantly agreed. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah. And then there was let's see, what am I missing? Then there was
Frank was trying to muscle more money from other people, and they're still trying to.
That's become the last three episodes. There's at least three scenes where he's just shaking down people for no reason.
No, man, there was these Mexican guys that came in that said that they worked for what's his snot.
Yes, what was that drugs. About?
Were they talking about the guy with the? Sorry, were they talking about the guy with the gold teeth he ripped out?
Yeah, because he used to work the bar, and
so that's who they had. They had the arrangement with him.
Yeah. Okay. And
what was the insult he said to the guy with the glasses? Do you call him like, what are you doing, Johnny Bravo?
Cisco Kid.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Cisco Kid. Because he had like a bejeweled cactus, like a fucking cowboy shirt on.
That was fucking hilarious. I mean, Vince Vaughn's been pretty good, I got to say.
Yeah, no, I remember you telling me, Royce, when you were telling me about this, that you like him as a serious
actor.
He's
very not Vince Vaughn-y in this show.
And it does work. Him as a serious actor.
Yeah,
and
him as a mobster.
We've seen him as that guy in every, basically his character off, Swingers. Right? He's been the same guy every movie he's ever been in,
and,
except for this.
And the funny thing is, him as a mob boss works out. He's big. He's very physically intimidating. Dude's
a
tall
dude.
Oh, he
fits the role, man. Absolutely.
6'6".
Yeah, so.
The whole scene with the Russians, when Frank, why do you put so much sugar in your coffee and you never drink it? And he like leans down and gets in the guy's face and he's like, it's the only way I can taste your coffee.
Yes.
I was just like, ooh, good burn.
Okay, but can we all agree that the next line was just really bad writing?
What was the next line?
When the Russian goes, are you worried about a cavity? And he leans in and he goes, I never had a something about
you never had a cavity in my life.
I never had a cavity.
They could have just
fucking won.
It's the only way I could. They could have just walked away with the. It's the only way I can stomach your coffee line, and then cut. Hard cut out of that.
That
would have
been plenty. Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. I agree. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else happened in this episode.
Here's one thing I want to talk about. The whole. Did you guys see the next week on?
No, I didn't. You know what? Why didn't I play?
Vaguely.
We could play it.
Yeah. Hold up.
I'm gonna do that. Hold on.
Yeah, I mean it's barely a minute, I think. But yeah.
Right, but they.
We found out that her webcam sister is going to art school.
Well, no, it plays into that, in the fact that remember how when Rachel McAdams' apple is talking to her sexy hot whore sister about the sex parties that they used to do or that she used to do.
Yeah.
And then she kind of gave her some info or whatever. In the next week on, you see her really dressed down as a hooker. And by that,
nice.
I mean Rachel McAdams. So she's going to be like, going super undercover and like actually trying to get into one of those parties. You got it? There you go. Ahead.
Yeah, here. Let me turn the audio here. Oh, my God. It is Heat. They're sitting at a table across from each other, just like Heat.
With guns drawn like in the cantina at Star Wars.
Anything else about this party?
If those webcam guys were bad, this is worse. I can't bring a phone in or anything else.
We've got your back. I'm gonna tail the bus.
Sometimes a thing happens. Split your life. There's a before and after.
Can I say I'm digging Rachel McAdams' apples or brunette?
Yes, you may.
Okay, yeah, they're both sitting at that.
Once again, though, it really doesn't show much. It really doesn't.
Of course not. I mean, no good show shows their hand.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So they're going to give you like a little thing like, okay, obviously there's going to be a confrontation between Frank and Ray. And obviously, Rachel McAdams' apple is going to be getting all
sexed up. Stop calling her that.
And they gave her like a little bit. You saw a little bit of her being all sexed up. And it was just like, ooh, yay.
Yeah.
My so chick was
finally,
just like,
after being teased for at least 3 episodes, we're going to see what happens at those high class hooker parties. Finally.
Yeah, when we were watching that, my chick was like, oh, God, that's going to be hot.
Your girlfriend's the best.
Oh, dude. She's
please,
so gay.
Please don't fuck it up, though.
He will.
Oh, I will.
Sorry, it'll back to True Detective.
I will definitely.
It's pretty much related. It's going to end with some sort of crime
It'll
scene.
It'll end, yeah, the house burning or my clothes being burned on the front lawn or a hammer to my head. Something is going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I think Rick Springfield is not showing up anymore. I think he's been used as far as he's been used.
Is that actually Rick Springfield? You guys just.
Yeah, no, it really is.
No, it really is.
Swear to God, it's really.
I thought you guys were like doing like a fun name like because he looked like him.
No, that's really him.
If dude, he shows up again,
no
he'll be in a body bag.
Dude, I had no idea that was actually him.
That's the plastic surgery. That's what makes it so creepy and weird. It's, yeah.
I had no idea that was.
That's really what he looks like, and the fact that they let him make fun of that on the show is pretty cool. What else is he doing?
But here's the funny thing: like, if no one pointed it out to me, I would have no idea what the fuck he would look like. I wouldn't know it was him. I mean, yeah, I see his name in the credits. But I wouldn't know that was him.
That would have been great if like they would have like suddenly had the song playing like in the bar or something.
They should just start the show with Jesse's Girl.
Maybe he doesn't own that song anymore.
Oh God, that's who's responsible for this?
Yep.
You didn't realize Rick Springfield sang the song?
No, I mean I
it actually syncs up
hits,
with the fight scene right now.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, it's syncing up with the fight scene.
Oh, you're watching it in the background on mute?
All the time.
Can somebody please sync up this song with him beat with him getting his ass beat? Can somebody please sync up this song with him getting his ass beat? Because that would be perfect for me. Thank you. I would really appreciate it.
Like when that crescendo starts, that's like when Ray grabs all the shit on his desk and throws it.
Yeah. But see, did we miss anything? Yeah, the episode ended, we know, with him walking in to confront Frank. Yes, are you alone?
Right.
By the way, Dennis.
I just watched that. I'm like, you can't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, off. Yeah, yeah. The gun's drawn and shit.
I'm just looking like, you can't leave off on this fucking soap opera cliffhanger. And they did.
Oh, I like that one. Western Echo says we should call her Rachel McAdam and Eve. Is that fine? Is that better than McAdam's?
More like Rachel McAdam and Steve.
Okay. Yeah, and then I think that she needs some cock soon because she hasn't sucked a cock in a couple episodes. That's a little weird for her, right? Rachel McAdams' apple?
Especially cocks with girth.
Do you think
the next episode they're finally going to like show what she's fucking into?
No.
They've only given glimpses.
Everything's implied when it comes to that type of thing.
Yeah, it's just use your imagination thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I think what's going to happen is that like she's a little fucked up sexually.
A little.
And so she's going to be going into this party, and this is my prediction, is that she's going to go into this party.
She's
going to
squirt everywhere.
No. She's going to go in with like the intention of doing police work, and she's probably you're going to like. It's not going to be something crazy, but you'll see like a flicker of a scene of her kind of going, "I'm really turned on right now," like something about what's about to happen. And
I agree. You know what, Dutch? Like, no, that would make sense. That would make sense. Knowing everything they've shown of her. That wouldn't be a bad. That would actually make sense. Her going
well,
in,
yeah, especially after like you know, like John hinted at before, like after she bawled out her sister about doing cam shows, she's fucking flicking her bean to porn sites. You know
that. Like I said, I still think that's how she found her sister on a porn site, on a campsite. Well, I guess she was jerking off.
Because the very first episode, like you know, the one guy he was like they I guess had a failed sex session. He was like.
You're into that?
Sorry, that was really intense. I didn't realize it was going to get to that level.
Yeah. No, but I didn't even think of it until Royce told me on the last show I was on with this that, and I believe it, that raid was just so she could talk to her sister and see 100%. What was going on there.
100%. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Because she ran into a video of her sister online.
Right. And wanted to see for herself, and yeah.
Yep, that's what I think.
Because there was zero going on that was illegal.
Right.
You know, it was a total bust.
I'm and willing then, to double down on my bet here. Anybody want to bet me that my prediction is false?
No,
the fact that I think at one point, because obviously we saw the next week on True Detective thing, in that she's obviously going to one of these sex parties dressed as a hooker, being undercover. Hey, anybody want to bet against me that she won't have, you won't like see a scene of her kind of like getting slightly turned on, but then she'll automatically revert back to being a detective again?
No, I believe that.
This is a very vague bet, Dutch, I got to tell you.
I just don't want to drink my soda. I'm just everything
I'm
I
not
can
doubling
right
down.
Now,
drink
I'm
your soda.
Do this.
Double down.
So I'm looking
it.
For every bet possible.
But honestly, seriously, what are you trying to say? What she's about go to the party and they're going to show a scene where she's trying to fight the fact that she's turned on?
No, no, no. She'll probably be like, I predict she'll probably be like giving a lap dance to a guy or like some guy be like, hey, you, here's $600.
She's not even going to go that far.
And then it's one of these guys that she thinks, you know, is like, oh, I can get some information. And she starts kissing him, and then you can actually see her kind of go, fuck
this. She's not
going to.
She's not.
At the same time, she's like, oh, wait, no.
Now, ship me the soda. No. She's not going to take it that far.
Those blue diamonds that Paulie had, what were those from? Are those from the crime scene for Chesney? Or were
those on
Chesney?
That's the thing I had no idea about.
Yeah. All I learned from that was that, again, I can't. Dixon, that was his name, W. Earl Brown, who got his head blown off in the shootout. For those of you who don't know, that was Dan Doherty from Deadwood. We learned he had those photos as well and went in asking about them and, of course, didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, and the other thing
what if that's the 500 grand and Paulie fucking has pictures of it?
500 grand, you mean?
I think John's
million?
Saying that if they turn the 500 grand into blue diamond, like what?
Like it wasn't actual like dollars, but it was actual jewels.
No, I don't think so.
500 grand? I thought it was 5 million.
Or 5 million. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Oh,
right,
right. You're right, John. Whatever. 500 grand or 5 million. Big
Only stop.
Only two zeros.
The other thing is that missing girl, they mentioned her again, that Rachel McAdams Apple is the one that was looking for her.
They finally brought that around since the first episode. Yeah.
What bothered me about that whole thing was, and I mentioned it when after I saw the episode, was why would two detectives be serving somebody? Like, because they met her when they were just serving her like a foreclosure paper. Two dressed detectives don't serve foreclosure papers. You know what
Holy
I mean?
Holy shit, dude. You know something we've completely neglected this entire show?
What?
Fucking Rich McAdams loves fucking coworkers.
But yeah, we know.
That whole thing of like apparently the guy who, that Hispanic guy who was her partner.
Yeah, she fucked him too.
Yeah.
She's pretty much, she pretty much fucks everybody.
She fucks that's everybody.
Part of how she's dealing with her issues is just.
I guess, but apparently, I didn't realize. From what it seemed like, there was a lot more of a relationship that happened with her and her quote partner because she made a bigger deal about that one than the other guy.
It seemed like it. Yeah, I mean, you remember the scene where he goes to her, "You never gave it a chance."
Right.
It seems like she's not.
Oh,
at
you're
all
just
interested.
Gonna leave now?
Right. It seems like she's not at all interested in relationships. She just likes getting fucked, and then. That's it.
And the danger of it.
That's like one of her vices. She loves the cock. Loves the cock.
Can you blame her?
Big huge fan of girth. What was her line? I want that as like a sound drop.
People always talk about the length of cocks. No, it's the girth. It's the girth, love baby. Big dicks. The girth.
We're going to isolate that.
Of course we are.
Fuck.
So that's the end of this episode. We'll be on
next
week.
That's how it's got to end?
Yep, that's it. For the next
episode. We talk about when Ray was talking with his wife on the hillside?
Yeah, we did. We talked about that. Yeah. We talked about that whole that she's gonna get a paternity test and all that shit.
But not with the lawyers. I was like them.
Yeah,
them
just them. Yeah.
Yeah, we know all that.
All right, guys. So
anyways.
Well, that was season 2, episode 4 and episode 5. Next week we'll be doing episode 6. So stay tuned for that. And I guess I'm going to leave you with another Lyra Lynn song. She's
More Like TV shows, sharemorelikeradio.com.
More Like TV on Facebook.
Is TV shows or just TV?
Just TV. More Like TV on Facebook.
I apologize. It's a new thing here. We do normally do Game of Thrones. We'll do
True Detective. We're going to do more shows, hopefully.
If you guys have a suggestion, go to More Like TV on Facebook and give us suggestions of shows you want us to watch and review. Because it's always fun to talk about.
I
want to
watch a new show by the creator of The Wire.
We should watch Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
What?
No, that's a cartoon. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. She's so upbeat. She's so, like, pumping me up right now.
Seriously, man. I think she's going to kill Casper.
When I was 15 and depressed, like, this is the kind of show I would listen to and cry.
Ew. You fucking queer.
Well, I got dumped a lot.
Well, me too.
You did it.
It's not like I never cried to music before, but not this kind of shit.
Yeah, only Eddie Vedder.
I just remember me being a faggot 15-year-old, and this is the kind of shit I would listen to.
The old Ledbetter Royce.
All right, guys, we're out of here.